Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The word baby might arguably be one of the most overused nouns in popular music today. And yet, somehow, when Julia Deans, as Fur Patrol's singer, stretched it out to three syllables and pitched it well beyond mortal man, she created one of the most recognisable choruses in New Zealand music. Some might retire, triumphant. But not Julia Deans, oh no. After a few years living in Melbourne, she's back, albeit briefly, with a new album, a debut solo album called Modern Fables. And she joins me now. Hello.
Hello.
Look, I noticed, first of all, listening to the album, that you've got a chorus in one of the songs that consists almost entirely of just the word oh. Are you trying to outdo yourself with, like, making awesome choruses out of basically meaningless words?
Yeah, it's all about minimalism these days. I'm going for the almost the Dada aesthetic, I think.
Yeah. First solo debut, well, first solo album.
Yeah.
Why the move away from Fur Patrol?
It's something that I've always intended to do, and it's, in fact, it's what I set out to do at the start of my career, but got sidetracked by the Fur Patrol avalanche.
Right, because that's what I was going to ask you, is why it took you so long.
It was a very happy sidetrack, so we never expected anything when we started Fur Patrol, and it just kind of snowballed, and we just figured that we'd take that ball and run with it while we had it. To use a sports thingy.
Is the game over for that particular ball running session then?
No, it's just half time, actually. Thanks, chaps.
you've described this album in another interview as being your girly side.
Yeah, it is. I think it is. It's quite, I don't know, it seems quite feminine to me, I think, because I've got quite a tomboyish streak and I like playing loud rock and roll, which is, but this is just exploring the acoustic guitar and vocal, and everything was sort of built around the songs just being written on acoustic guitar and vocal. Don't talk to me like I'm one of your cynical peers.
Talk to me like a lover. Still certainly has rocky-ish moments, doesn't it? I mean, maybe not by your normal standards.
You can't completely turn it off.
I mean, it hasn't sort of devolved into folk pop or anything, sort of.
No,
so much.
Though there are a couple of, it definitely sort of takes that avenue a few times.
Mm. It's a very, I've got to say, I love the artwork and I love just the way it looks. It is very girly, doesn't it? It looks like it should be on a 14-year-old's bedroom wall next to a picture of a crying unicorn or something like that. It's lovely. And it's got a rabbit on the CD. And
yep, it's sort of going through the whole storybook kind of thing.
And I have to say, your hair looks great in all the imagery for this.
Oh,
you've really sort
thanks.
Of gone with it. Like, even on your MySpace page, you've got your
yeah, that was
orange
when,
locks.
That was when it was still down to my elbows, and I sort of stuck my hair under the scanner and closed the lid and just...
Is that where it came from, really?
Yeah.
you made the move to Melbourne quite some time ago now,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Nearly 10 years.
Wow. Melbourne's a great city, though, isn't it?
I love it. Yeah, I really love Melbourne.
What does Melbourne have, apart from white asparagus, that New Zealand doesn't have?
Trams.
Yeah.
A really good public transport system. About four times as many people as its as its largest city, I think. I love the vibrancy of Melbourne, and it's really sort of explores that whole multicultural thing. You can go to different parts of the city and sort of feel like you're in another country.
Well, what do you do while you're there? Have you been playing live?
No, to be honest, I have very rarely been playing. I've just sort of spent the last few years writing the last Fur Patrol album and then writing this album and taking a break from gigging. We kind of got quite burnt out at the end of the second Fur Patrol album.
Seems to be a real peril in Australia, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you work so hard and you travel so many miles, and we were living on, $150 a week, out of which we were paying our rent and bills and just trying to, subsist on that, and, travelling for hours and hours, and, we're getting really good reviews everywhere, but we never got that, I don't know, it never clicked into place. I don't know, it's timing is so much of this game. We kind of just went to chill out and take a bit of a,
What do you do the rest of the time in Melbourne? Do you got a job at a bookstore?
Close enough. Yeah, I work part-time at a little clothing store.
Yeah. had to be one or the other. You either had to be the like the cute bookstore girl or the or the or the you know clothing retail assistant. I got you. Yeah,
I have a very very understanding employer. She's absolutely amazing. She loves what I do as well.
So. Do you want to like name check her for the interview so that if people are in Melbourne they can pop in and buy some clothes from her?
No.
No. Okay. Fine. She's really understanding. You're clearly not. Mel, in terms of profession, I mean, Melbourne's got trams and stuff like that. What does Melbourne have? Is it the population? She just purely the population that means that it's much more viable for an artist to go and live there and work there? Does it have a creative infrastructure?
It does. It's a really good cultural city. There's lots going on all the time. I mean, if you wanted to, you could definitely, play a show every night around the city. And, there's just endless venues, really. Lots of little cafes and bars that just do tiny little gigs, and you can travel out to the suburbs and do this whole, you could do a tour of the suburbs if you wanted.
Hmm. Do you have a theory about why we're suddenly seeing quite a lot of quite strong female singer-songwriters? Because, I mean, you're touring with Lisa Crawley, the Flip Grater album's just out, there's any number of examples.
Oh, that's a beautiful album, too.
Overseas. Why is this suddenly the case? Because it does seem like there's a wave there.
I have no idea, but I was reading this quite interesting article talking about pop singers and how there's a real dearth of male pop stars at the moment, and all the really strong pop stars are like Lady Gaga and MIA and all these really strong, powerful women, whereas all the male pop stars, the last good sort of strong dude around was Justin Timberlake, and since then it's all been like these Mr. Bieber and all these really kind of
and even Justin Timberlake's not MIA, is he?
No.
He had his own.
He was pretty good though, Russell. Yeah, I'm gonna have to pull you up on that one. He was pretty good.
We'll discuss this afterwards.
I don't know. I think there does seem to be a bit of a surge in female singer songwriters at the moment. I don't know what that is, but it's quite nice. It's refreshing.
Look, fantastic. We're going to play a track of your album. You didn't bother bringing a guitar in, so we're just going to have to do it off the CD.
Sorry.
Now, that's all right. Next time. Julia, thank you so much for coming. And how long are you in the country for?
I'm here till Sunday, and then I'm coming back in August for a tour. I'm playing Christchurch on the 6th, Dunedin on the 7th, Wellington on the 13th, and Auckland on the 14th of August.
And full details are online at
myspace.com/Julia Deans.
Sweet as. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is Modern Fables.
Founded a faith, built it on modern fables. The stories were true, they just didn't make much sense. The reminders been forgotten, and the hope that we need not know. We dissolved in our own solution.
To
That is the tune Modern Fables by Julia Deans off the album of the same name. That's all we've got time for on the show today. If there's something you've missed and you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thank you. New Zealand on air.